Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Look at my butt. Now look at my front butt.
Wada, 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 wada.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood chamber pressure increases.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Only Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. I'll do this, please. Can someone just say, I have to watch the exhibition part. This is going to be painful, folks. Oh, Lord. Sometimes I pick good movies. Sometimes I pick demons, and sometimes myself in the gut with a rusty knife while while Molly Cyrus sings the song of Johnny Cash and King Latin is playing in the background. That is the kind of bad feeling here tonight with the executioner part two. And this is going to be a triple feature weekend. And, well, tonight we're watching The Executioner Part 2. And tomorrow night, it's going to be a surprise movie. It's going to get a little political because it's going to be talking about inner conflicts of the northern people versus the southerners setting film in the 70s about dealing with the sins of his past coming back to haunt the northerners. That's going to be a good one. This one, and no, I'm not going to tell the title of it until show starts. So tomorrow night is Tasha. Sunday it's going to be Stephen Mike's Kung Fu Corner, and we're going to be dealing with the one, the only class, the 36 Chamber of Shaolin. That one is going to be freaking great. Just so much fun. But for now, tonight, I am going through movie hell. I know I've done a lot of people wrong in my life. I've been assholes to certain people. What do I get for my evil? I get The Executioner Part 2. Oh, let's get this over with. I want to keep DVD drawing collection. And I'm at the main menu, so sync it up with the start of the YouTube version or whatever version that you have. And we'll get this train wreck rolling. And get ready. Get your remote in hand. And don't throw that after the movie's over. I won't take any angry comments. I'm not sorry I did this. Because I want you guys, especially those new ones that have seen it before, to suffer along with me. So here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. the executioner picked her 19-4, 24-century distribution. 24th century was one of the leading distributions. Vietnam, 1970, and it looks suspiciously like California. Every non-exploitation movie opens with a scene like this, with them in the jungle, explosions going all around them, a helicopter flying all over, he's not knowing where the fuck it's going, but it goddamn blood don't know this to fly around. And then we have the scene, someone getting blown up. And this looks less like a serious scene, and more like fireworks on the 4th of July in our enemy's yard or in the woods. And there's that helicopter flying around for no fucking reason, folks. Oh, Lord. Hey, no helicopter. Even though there's no room for you, I know. Fuck this shit. I'm getting out of here. The first time ever seen a flame floor and not catch people on fire. Oh God, they're doing that. Run, Chris Mitchell, run. Why the fuck this is called the executioner part two? For reason. They just confuse people who were thinking they were going to see exterminate part two. And it is the same only to the extra part James Bond ripoff movie from 1970 called The Executioner. Yes, that's the kind of level of weird we're dealing with here, folks. They've always got the two friends. One of them sees the other guy, so he owes him. You can owe me a piece of crap. I want a dollar from each one of the lessons. Me having to suffer through this. And yeah, like I said, Vietnam looks a lot like California. I'm sliding down the rapids. Oh, God, I'm so sad because I'm dying. Help me. Help me. I'm having fun splashing the water. The clutchiest show soldier in army history. He died from hitting water. Ain't that a bitch? That must have been that so-called hard walk we're always hearing about. An helicopter? Fuck you guys, I'm out of here. The more of those damn old dust grenades. Right? Even the damn screenwriter of this. And this guy is landing people in Vietnam fucking shorts and white tube socks. Very casual for the army. And now we're in the big city, where it looks like it's even cheaper than. And that is, as we called them in the 80s, the scum. And they left their marijuana joint cigarette. You know it's marijuana? Because only the bad people smoke the marijuana. He's a cop. The cop on the edge. Oh, God, there she is, Renee Harmon. She wrote and produced this movie. And one of the worst, well, not the worst, but with a very bad Swedish accent that's so thick, I see bricks are more porous. Generic scum in breast dancing clothes. So funny, baby. Yeah, and just when you thought this was a rapist, they're just hanging off fucking. We got the people going, don't get involved. Why the fuck did they shoot up? Another Your hands on that, you stupid ass. Oh, Jesus. Don't fuck with a leader with a spider in his hands, folks. It's the lesson he takes from this movie. Oh, my face! It feels boosted. Everything sounds like a damn good job. I want to kick some ass in bed. I'm horrible living in this. Ooh, what a shiggy whore. Shiggy whore. The cocaine? And thank you to the cameraman for the gratuitous ass shot. Ooh, I had to run with a weed inside this. That will kill a man. And let's get a bark that don't match the dog.
No.
relationship. Hell, if you stroke you, man, you probably get to the dope. You stupid git. Yes? Yes, this is the friendly neighborhood drug dealer. It's Marty, the neighborhood drug dealer. Speaking to the night, I say, okay. Everything is goddamn time for us. Now it doesn't in this movie. I was living in a world so it doesn't go to bars. Go bars are a dime a dozen in this world. Yeah. Make it sound, make him pretty. Because, oh yeah, he's going to go to jail. Oh, God, no. It's many guys that are just, Chris looks at Felicity, Mike Warner. Ooh, I can't dance without the director's girlfriend time in the movie. This guy's a half-cussing asshole. No, he's a half-cussing ass. I can't call him an asshole because he only uses half-cuss words.
that serious, honey.
I'm not
people
just speak
the
breath. I'm not
people.
Who are you? There is a thief in the city. Someone who patrols all the time.
Dear, that's a syndicate. As well as a city attorney. This will find him everything. You can afford to let him...
Hot teenage assets! I want to fuck you. I want you to screw me in the bed that looks like an American flag. They're waiting for you. Oh, how romantic. Oh, God, Grandpa! Wow, that was your cardboard! These are the lamest thrashing skull pumps I've ever seen in a movie. And I've seen quite a lot. This movie is everything cheesy and goofy about the 80s, all 80s action, wrapped up in one neon-coated burrito. Oh my God, she tore up the picture of the fucking cunt! What? Son of a bitch. And now we're back at Casa Esteban. You're not lady. Boing, 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 boing. Where the bad punks? Even though it looks like rejects from a corpse line. Oh my God! They're doing Rambo, they missed you! Oh my God! This is so horrible! Oh my God! They're so evil! They're so evil! Drilling fucking old guys boobs more than they are the woman! What the hell? Good God!
weird, rambunctious, huh? You can beat up a soul in that ugly ass hat. Here's another one where he just up in the mask. And guess what? He's going to shove a grenade up his butt. You damn slime. Don't fart. Too late. Ah, Lord. Here's the waiter at your local Red Lobster. On this hour off. And I can hear fireworks outside, so I guess somebody's shooting off their gun. He's enjoying climbing up that pipe too much. And he's sneaking into his own place of business. How could he know that deputy... How could he know that the Red Lobster waiter here was sneaking into his place? I'm sneaking across the room. I'm flashback! Ah! It's that damn helicopter again. No, it's the inside gun. Wait, no, not I'm in California. Why the hell are they shooting at me in California? Don't fuck with someone with a knit shirt. He's a bad motherfucker with the guts to wear that, even in the 80s. Wanting some more Tenebay biscuits, you motherfucker. Now, this may be some of the least impressive and threatening fighting choreography I've seen in my life. Why didn't you punch him in the nuts? I've seen gay porn that starts like this. Thank you. Yes. Oh my God, I love you more than anything. I'm going to kill your ass tomorrow in Madrid. Oh, she's a badass. Oh, Skull. Oh. You're getting a good job. The day after the school special, today my daughter did poke. Oh, my God. Isn't that bad? Listen to famous advocate. Rodden John, are you smoking coke again? This is how we had a private phone when we were kids. He just had a very, very long fucking cord. He loves me. He loves me not. I love Coke. And not new Coke either, because as you can see, they're drinking Dr. Pepper. Oh my God, you screwed him. Look at the last one. Yeah, I would rather be watching The Last American Virgin than this piece of shit. I'm hustling, trying to make a dollar every day. I'm hustling. Reminds me, I need to hustle and get some gas on this day. Or get some pre shit. Cause I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. But yeah, you'll be a pepper too. Again, the chair of doom. Kitty, my love. Oh, cool, Betty Boop mirror. I want that shit. Andy Harmon girl who plays Red Reporter did a series of five or six movies on her own where she wrote and produced them. Two of the most infamous ones, Vinegar Syndrome, Continental Video, first put into the feature, and then, sorry, I didn't mean to fart. Okay? Okay. Continental Video put out two of the more infamous albums, this, The Executioner Part 2, and Frozen Scream. If you want that experience, and I look at you and go, why, God, why, you get the DVD of it. And there's more bad dancing, folks. Vinegar Syndrome put this out as a double feature DVD, which has Frozen Scream and The Executioner Part 2. Hey, by the dance. Oh, da, da. He just looks so sleazy, like your perverted Uncle Joe, where the family just tells you, don't talk to him. But why? Just listen to him. Oh, my God. Somebody get me that robe. I want to walk around thinking I'm a badass 80s mob rich guy drug dealer with that robe. And if it doesn't smell like cigarettes, I won't feel as badass. Cruising after dark, trying to act like I'm in a better Vigilante movie. Hi, I'm wearing a dress that no that I wear because it's too expensive and it would be so obvious. And there's no leg warmers. There. Come on. Buy some porn and get a date for Peppermint Patty over there. Red and white. Her booty is all right. She's saying, Titty. Be with me forever. Don't ever let me down. Just be with me. God damn, between this movie and the fireworks, that's like I'm a bit of a war zone. I'm pretty tempted to have a nice flashback for no freaking reason. No flashback, man, no flash. No, there's no way he looks inconspicuous in a combat jacket and that. No. There's no way that people would think there's something wrong with that guy. Oh, God, it's the Red Lobster later again. Just don't shoot the sheriff, because they'll pay you back the 50 deposit the guy paid for it, and that's $50, man. sneaking down the stairs. If God is my witness, I don't know why this movie isn't better known by bad film fans. People like shit like The Room, but this is the real fun one. This is... That's not thunder, people. That's fireworks. Shit, I'm a one-inch from a non-flashback, but watch this movie and hear all these damn firework boom-booms outside. Shit, the movie's having a non-flashback. Man, that's another thing about this movie. Before he kills people in the real world, he has a non-flashback. Why? Who the fuck knows why? PTSD turns you into a badass vigilante Vietnam vet. Oh, man, don't make me have the flashbacks again, man. I got to say man about 20 times. Why? I don't know why, man. I bet Pam Grier taught that. And it's two fouls on the one count finish, and they're fighting in the roller room brawl. Oh, my God. Oh, God, why the fuck, what the fuck did they have two shots of him missing, hit him in the head with a goddamn hand? If he would hit him, maybe, but two shots of him missing him. Fucking idiot. Pew, 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 pew. Bang. Wayne, guns and fucking punches in this movie sound like gunshots as is. Ah, come on, ambiguously gay-looking guy in a suit. Boink, 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 boink. Those stairs are scarier than any of the other weapons they put out. He said, damn, are you all right? I hope his name is Dan, otherwise it's... Oh, my God. He cut his throat with a beer bottle. And it barely cut his fucking throat. What the fuck? A soul alive. It's all a lot. Yeah, it's smoking pot here tonight. Dear Diary, I sold my innocence today for a bag of coke and some weed. I don't feel guilty about it. But I learned if he says he wants to go down south and make a left turn, don't let him. The light glows a banner to show her innocence and purity, which is about to be lost. Oh, poor thing. Goodbye to my innocence. I used to be so pure. But I needed a fucking eight ball from a guy in an ugly ass silk shirt. And does this motherfucker have any other shirt? Jesus Christ! Does this prick have any other shirt? They showed him five times he's wearing the same goddamn shirt. Wouldn't he be smelling like my asshole by now? And yes, I know what my asshole smells like. Go with it. Friends, now give me those drugs, you fucking douche. Yeah, you can trust any drug dealing pimp that has a Betty Boop mirror. And let's show that. You dumb bastard, Jesus Christ! Running a word in, and now we're back to and that was the movie's entire budget. $5. Yeah, don't worry. It's the tattoos guy. With pain. Lord's on drugs like the rest of us. Yeah, everyone on this movie's on some kind of damn drug. Hell, I wish I had. I'm gonna totally explain why I'd be watching it. Other than I'm a stupid idiot. God help me. I have made mistakes before, and I paid for them. But why should I have to watch the execution? All the villains in the city, all the pimps, all the whores, all the guys with ugly ass silk shirts. I hold out tonight. I turned tricks. I hustled.
Thank you.
The hell is this goofy ass laugh? Fire. It ain't a sex thing. It's a fire in my fucking head. A laugh. Jesus. And he's still wearing that goddamn silk shirt. Jesus. More California namin on such a winter's day. I don't even know it's winter. He has productive non-flashbacks. Ah! I told him not to eat that Frank's hot sauce as is. How do I get, nobody can do shit in this movie without talking about to the reporter girl. The bad guys are all gathered. What's going on? Hopefully it means the movie's over soon, but I'm not... Hi, I'm your waiter. See, he's in the waiter mode right now. Hey, it's the tattoo man! But he's only putting stuff in his hand. Shut up, it's the tattoo man, son of a bitch. We got to do with the movie. We gotta say what the movie says.
Okay.
And apartment next to him is 666. Why? No. Oh my God, there's a baseball cap hanging on the wall. Oh my God. Oh, God, not a baseball cap. Oh, I'm going in the house. Why? Because I'm going in the house. I'm closing the gate. I'm waiting for you in the He has hard evidence, people. Yeah, fuck Charlie, that asshole. Son of a bitch owes me $20. But no, Charlie don't pay his debts, fucking asshole. It's about Nam, man. Everything is about Nam. Nam is a stage play, man. Done by psychos in the name of the Lord, man. This may be some of the worst acting I've ever seen in a movie called Mokisha Laquit. This may be the worst thing in a movie not called Laquisha I've ever seen. And this shot right here, the look on his face, sums up this whole movie right here. So beautiful. That's the most calmest casual killer there is. What? This is the worst strangling I've ever seen. How the fuck are you going to inject medicine with the goddamn cap? You and your guitar. Now, oh, and the execution one. The man's trying to keep me away from this van, but I'm back. And fuck you, guy, for that fucking shirt. Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm for the Virgin. Okay. Hey. So, ain't it cool? No. will not end. I will watch the end of the movie. Yeah, I should not have all the fun. Look, this motherfucker is reading off cue cards. Cue cards! For fuck's sake. But it is Romaine Harmon. It's one of her movies. She is the most sexiest, most beautiful woman in the world. And that's... Whoopsie, I got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. God, he just murdered this guy. This movie all of a sudden is getting grim as shit. And that goop, how can you be afraid of a goofy guy with no shirt on? Just shoot. Just shoot. Come on. In that ugly ass couch. He's the real bad guy, so of course he's going to be good. Oh, yes. And he's putting his thumb in the wound. This is one of the stupidest finales I've ever seen for a movie. Sorry about the audio problems. I've missed some of the funniest parts, but here we go with the thrilling climax of... The execution part two. Oh, God! That's the most painful whiff punch I've ever seen! Oh, well, thank God they hit him. I wrote you a check! Yeah, that's the most badass line I've ever seen from a villain ever. I'll write you a goddamn check. I do. Come on, Dad. It's 4th of July. You're not supposed to screw up with the fuse. Oh, my booty! Finally, he got the damn fuse started. Miracles do happen on Coltside Radio. This motherfucker is walking with a couch on his back. A fucking couch. That's how you can tell a badass people when they walk around with a couch on their back.
McConnell
rally, you're the execution that goes on a rampage.
He practically
throws
up an entire city block.
He's
my daughter.
That's true. I love it. Yes, the change.
Thank God. The executioner is still on the loose. I said I'll get him. How? Are you doing better now?
Yeah. Badass. 80s. I love it. Get that crappy worn out opening. And then they step into this. But actually, it looks like a pretty damn cool place to live. This movie kills the tension with its music. Music tells to build tension, not kill it. Where do you want to go with a girl? All the way. Oh. Robert Mitchum walks through the door. In the thrilling conclusion of this movie. Okay. It's slightly less boring and stupid than the rest of the movie. Oof. Okay. No, it's still boring as shit. Unless you get thrilled by watching Robert Mitchum's son, Chris Mitchum, walk around the theater. Sounds like a baby kitten mewing. Russell! Oklahoma, it's where I wanna be. No! Oh shit, that tarp went up. Come on, Chris, climb that, whatever the hell that thing is called. Just climb it. Just climb it. Hello? I'm not the here to murder you. I promise. Even though I got a gun, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
hurry for you to get out of town. But you can never take me. Never. I'm always taking care of the execution. The underworld is in hiding until the murder by the executioner has stopped. Police state they haven't been able to track him down and welcome all calls with information to help them apprehend him. They think he's gone on to another city. Does this mean crime will be returning to our city streets again?
Oh my God, yes, that was the ending of the movie. Jesus Christ, that was a death. Does that mean crime come in the movie? No, the only crime is this damn movie. And thank God I survived it. Good God, was that a movie? That was a movie. It was about 1 hour and 16 minutes. And it had gratuitous Renee Harmon. I have changed my mind tomorrow night because I like you guys. I am going to watch the second half of this double feature crap fest DVD, which is Frozen Scream. This is the one about frozen cults that they keep people alive by freezing them solid, and they become frozen cult pickles who run around in rows with some of the wackiest, creepy faces there is. So tomorrow night, we're doing Frozen Scream. The surprise one is going to probably be saved for next week, and it's still not going to mention the title until I do it. So have a happy 4th of July, everybody, and thank you for listening. And if you watch the extra part 2 with me and you actually like the movie, the fuck is wrong with you? But I own the DVD, so what the fuck is wrong with me? And with that, good night, folks. Goodbye. And always remember, don't go out on a date with a tattooed man, because he's a bad man. Trust me, I know. Because the movie told me.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood receiver pressure increases. It's at full.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
You know, Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You sure you're on the right side?
Hasta la vista.